Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Christine Thompson, editor-in-chief of Whirl Magazine. I live for it. I do. Thank you so much. Now, the only basis for comparison I have to running a magazine is Meryl Streep from Devil Wears Prada. Is it anything like that?
It's a lot like that.
Really?
I always tell people who come in that it is a lot like that. Matter of fact, we learned a lot from that magazine and that book, just the film, about how a magazine can be run and how in some ways we're not going to do it like that.
Right. You can learn, you can ask for Starbucks, piping
exactly.
Hot, right?
Yeah.
Those
we don't do
things,
that. We don't do that. We don't do that.
Yeah, and you were so kind and toured me around the office today. Yeah. I got to meet, I think, just about every single staff person here at Whirl. And I'm thrilled to be at Whirl headquarters right now.
Thank you. Isn't it wonderful?
It's beautiful, and with all of the lovely fashion spreads you do and things, even in a tuxedo, I feel underdressed to be here. But it's a wonderful environment. Everybody seems so happy here. And when you do cover all the wonderful things that you do, I guess that's maybe a little bit inevitable. But
We found when we started the magazine, we were told that we wouldn't find a lot of people who were able to do this kind of work in Pittsburgh. And we thought that was ridiculous. So we really are proud that everybody who we have here, everybody lives in Pittsburgh, everyone's full-time. This is a career. We have people who have been here for years. We have other people who come in and are now in national publications.
Wow.
All throughout the country, as well as in other areas here, right in Pittsburgh.
Sure.
So there's a lot of talent,
Oh, yeah, and you'll never run out of things to cover in this city, which is, I think, one of the wonderful things. And the magazine started in 2001.
Yes.
So take me back to a time in Pittsburgh before Whirl, a very dark, colorless time before Whirl's existence. How did it come about?
Well, my husband, Jack, who is the publisher of the magazine, and I are from Pittsburgh originally. When we met, he was a concert promoter with Starlake here at the amphitheater, and I was a child custody attorney. We moved to Nashville, and we have two children. They were little kids in Nashville, and my husband ran. He was the president of the whole Southeast Atlantic division of what has now become Live Nation. Mm-hmm. During some of those mergers, his job was completely eliminated, and we found ourselves in Nashville looking at Pittsburgh as a place to relocate with our kids, and everyone would say, why? Everyone, people in Nashville, people in Pittsburgh, why would you come to Pittsburgh? And we realized that people didn't see Pittsburgh the way that we saw it, and they needed to see it, as Jack, I thought, was so brilliant, always said, they needed to see it through our eyes. Hmm. They really needed to see the city from a very positive light. So we came up with the idea of the magazine and came back and launched it out of our house.
Wow.
Yes.
And that was 2001.
That
so
was
just
2001.
Over about 10 years ago. Did you have a big 10-year anniversary?
We did. But when we launched October 2001. So our first issue came out actually 1 week after September 11th. So we really thought we were doomed from a business standpoint. But what we found is that people really wanted to connect with one another. So by showing people what it looks like in Pittsburgh to go out and to support the nonprofits, to really be involved with having a positive spirit, it's contagious.
Oh, yeah.
Brian. It's contagious. So that's what happened.
I can't help but not pick it up.
you know, because I always want to see who's in it, you know. Right. And if I don't appear in it at least once every other month, I know I'm slipping. So that's how I gauge it. But no, I'm kidding about that, of course. But you surely get to go to a lot of snazzy parties, don't you?
It's wonderful. Exactly. Yeah. We get to go to see all of these different events. A lot of them are fundraisers. Mm. And that's a really interesting concept that is really unique to Pittsburgh in how many parties we have like this and how many fundraisers. So it's fun. We get to see a lot of people.
And as I briefly mentioned before, I think with something like this, with a city like Pittsburgh, you never run out of things to cover. I mean, Berg-Vivant is kind of finding that. And I think that, you know, we work towards a lot of similar missions with what Berg-Vivant does and what World does, just about highlighting the wonderful things that we have going on here. This city's a gem.
Well, definitely, we are kindred spirits. Of course, I feel it too. And as we say, we are Warholian. We need to come up with a symbol. I mean, we are Warholian for Pittsburgh because we like to give people their 15 minutes of fame for doing good things, for doing things
that
are productive and inspiring and uplifting.
Warhol would like that too.
I think he'd love it. He would love it. After all, he started Interview Magazine himself. So.
And I think with the perspective that you have as editor-in-chief of this magazine and what inspired you to start it, you are somebody who has really seen this city at its best.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a unique perspective
mm-hmm.
here.
Mm-hmm.
How, with what you've seen and what you've experienced, what is your definition of Pittsburgh?
I think that as a city, it's one of the most beautiful cities in the world. I love driving through the Fort Pitt Tunnel. It is the highlight of my morning.
Just not at 5 o'clock, even in traffic.
I just love it. I love coming through there. We say, ta-da, it's our family tradition.
Right, when you come out into the view.
When we come through, it is a beautiful city. And then the people here are really unique. I'm trying to understand now why it is that we're so happy in Pittsburgh. People are very content. We're very happy, and yet we're very forward-thinking and not pretentious. And I think that combination, I don't think, is a common one. And I think that's why, really, the rest of the country is paying attention to us. Because when we were down, we didn't just, you know, leave. We left and we came back with great ideas. We really support each other here.
Yeah.
Our vision's been completely supported, and so is yours now.
It's a great feeling, you know, and we're having fun. And, you know, I saw a publication from another magazine, certainly not World. It was circulated on social media that said Pittsburgh was ranked the third rudest city in America. And I thought to myself, well, they must have talked to somebody right after the Steelers lost or something. I mean, where are they getting this information?
Well, certainly the city, you can certainly feel the city deflate after a Steeler loss.
Yeah.
However, I don't know. I think that people here are unique. One of the things we've noticed is with the entrepreneurial spirit that you talk about, there are huge opportunities here. One of our jobs is to keep track of the marketplace and to see which businesses are thriving and why. And one of the businesses that is thriving unbelievably at an unprecedented rate throughout the country is yoga. Yoga is a huge draw in Pittsburgh.
Oh.
And so we started a yoga festival, and we do that. We're starting with our third one. It'll be at the Point on July 26th, on a Saturday. So we have that coming up, which is really cool.
So I got to start stretching, is what you're telling me.
Well, there's a lot of benefits to it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's really taken off in Pittsburgh. So why is that? I think because it taps into that mentality of people in Pittsburgh not being pretentious, wanting to do hard work, get results.
Can I take my martini?
Yes,
to yoga class?
Yes,
we have like a couple.
Should we do a toast to that?
Oh, let's do.
Let's do that. Okay.
Yes.
Here's to the success of your Berg Vivant.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
There you go.
And Whirl has branched out into a few, what do I want to say, satellite publications, maybe?
Well.
Because we've got the Core magazine.
Yes.
And then we also have the wedding guide. And this is seasonally, annual?
Or? Well, so Whirl is produced. Whirl magazine is every month. So that is the print magazine. And we have, with Whirl, we do 12 issues. We also have presence on five radio stations, CBS, as well as Wish Radio, KDKA-TV, as well as Pittsburgh Today Live. We're on that every other week.
Beautiful.
So that's World Wednesday. And then we have our social media and our website.
You're out there.
We love everywhere. World. We love it. We also have all of our events, Chef's Best Dish and the World Yoga Fest. We're doing a Men in Business event coming up.
Oh, my gosh.
So we're really, and all of this is produced in-house by the people
I'm
going
to come play with you guys.
I know. It is, I have to say, I love coming to work every day. It is really fun. The Wedding Guide comes out twice a year, and that is unbelievable.
The weddings I have seen in here, you're crazy. I mean, they're gorgeous.
They're all local. They're all locally produced. And we can't even tell you how many different brides and grooms and their families have found their resources from this guide.
Wow.
It is so much fun just to read it and get different ideas.
And look at all the happy couples.
And they're all happy.
They're always
posing on the bridge.
If I'm ever crazy enough to walk down the aisle, that's going to be cover worthy.
I'm just telling you now. We're ready for that, Brian.
I'll give you a year's notice. I'm not ready for that.
Well, we're ready. The other publication that we do, and this is, we do publish this, this comes out 6 times a year, and this is Edible Allegheny Magazine, and this is all about the local food. It's a locavore lifestyle.
It's a great food city.
And
oh my God.
It's really taking advantage of all of the farms that we have available to us. We really are big proponents of shopping locally, buying your food from the farms. We all really believe it here. Everybody here practices what we preach. We all try to lead a very clean locavore lifestyle, and we'll sometimes splurge for creme brulee
at 11, then
I'll call you.
Yep, I'll be there.
But all of this is produced in-house, so we do it with our photo studio here and all of the great talent. So.
Yeah, you've got a wonderful team. Again, absolutely fantastic. So what's big coming up in the future for World Magazine?
Our biggest thing that we have, as I told you, we have a Men in Business event coming up, and this is where we're going to have, we would love for you to come. It's
my schedule. Wait, now define business. I'm sure I could.
It's a broad stroke, darling.
Got it.
Fit in.
Then I'll be there.
You'll be great. Mm. We have that event coming up. We also have our, as I said, our yoga festival, which is the big thing that we're working on, and that's July 26th at Point State Park. Last year, we had over 1,200 yogis. It's from 6 in the morning until 6 in the afternoon, and we have 40 classes or more. Besides that event, the other thing that we're working on right now is getting the newest issue of World to print. You got a sneak preview. We did a redesign.
I saw it before it got, all put together.
Isn't that fun?
So it's by the time this airs, the redesign will be out there.
Right,
so.
And it's going to be amazing. And that's the other fun thing that we have is that because we're a small business, we really have the ability to work on our arts side and work on, redesigning and coming up with fresh ideas.
I love it. I've got two goals in life right now. One is to lose 15 pounds, and the other is to get on the cover of this magazine.
Well, how do you get on the cover?
How do you get to Carnegie Hall?
Yeah, exactly. Well, people ask us that all the time. And in fact, it's sometimes not so far stretched. You and I were talking before that our previous issue was before we did Bruce Springsteen is our issue now. Mm. Prior to this, we did a celebration of 13 under 30. 13 people in Pittsburgh who are really making a difference.
Under 30. Well, I don't know if I can pull that off anymore.
Well, that's all right. But they all are on the cover.
That's wonderful.
So we had 13 people on
I did
on
see that,
cover.
And I really thought,
right.
It's
so
classy.
It's attainable. You never know.
Well, we'll keep wishing. Maybe I'll shed those pounds with your yoga operation, too.
And all the different things that are going on in Pittsburgh right now. That's the other great thing.
Oh my gosh,
bicycling everywhere. We have bikes in our office.
I saw that.
Jack and I like to ride for lunch. We go several times a week, and we'll ride on the bike path down to Washington's Landing.
Now, with all of the events that you cover, and I think you've seen a lot, what do you think is the key to a great fundraiser or social event?
That is such a great question, because the answer is super easy. The key is that you have to have people who are passionate about the cause. And as soon as you have that, it's everything comes together.
As attendees or as organizers?
The people who are organizing it. You really have to have people who are passionate about what they're working for. With the fundraising, it can be difficult because you are really competing against a lot of different events that are coming up. And how are you going to get people to come to your event?
Yeah.
So one of the things when we started World was that we wanted to show everybody who came to events, not necessarily the chair people and the people who did it, because one of our big lines was, what if you had a party and no one came? So we wanted to show the guests as well.
You've just defined my biggest fear.
Isn't it everyone's? Yeah. So that's why we wanted to show that rather than, you know, we wanted to show the guests who came.
But that's a great insight. It's not necessarily the shrimp puffs or the ice sculptures.
No.
It's having people who are truly passionate, and it all comes together after that.
Right.
That is great advice.
Oh, thank you.
That's a valuable little gem that we've gotten here. That's wonderful. So, yeah, we encourage everybody to pick up the magazine.
I can't help it.
You know, I'm always looking to see, I play, who do I know this week? You know.
Well, that's actually part of the psychological benefit of it. You know, when you read it, we want people, when they get to the very end, to feel great about the city, to feel inspired, to go out and do something for themselves.
Yeah.
And also to feel a connection. To see that maybe there's something in there that might interest them. Maybe there's a person in there who they know. The funniest thing, Brian, honestly, is when people come up to us and say, my sister's best friend's neighbor's girlfriend's daughter was in your magazine.
And you hear that often, I guess.
We do. And it's, you know, it's the power of bringing people together.
Yeah.
There is such a strength. I think that's another secret with Pittsburgh.
I think we are
very supportive of one another here. You know, once you're from this city, you're always from Pittsburgh. So there's a real depth of support. And I don't know. I really am starting to research why it is that we feel so content here. And I think that might be it, that we're very supportive.
I think you're on to it, though. You've got something.
I think so.
Whirl Magazine, Pittsburgh's premier lifestyle magazine. Where did the name Whirl come from?
Well, when we were in Nashville, I would take my children. They were 1 and 3 at the time. And we would go for drives and look at horse farms.
Mm.
So that was usually where I could clear my head. And I knew I wanted a name for the magazine that was going to be summing up everything that would be in the magazine, and so it was a play on Whirlwind, but it really came from a Grateful Dead bumper sticker that said, Celebrate World Peace, and it was WHIRLEDPEAS.
I've seen that, and now I know the connection.
Excuse me. Excuse me, yes, so that was, I think I'll have to have some more of my martini.
Yeah. That'll cure what ails you.
Exactly.
But we've gotten quite a bit of history and quite a bit of insight from you, yes. Christine, today. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It has been
a delight chatting with you.
Love it, and congrats to you.
Oh, thank you.
Here's to your futures and continued success.
Oh, thank you.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and BergVivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find BergVivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.